each admission of truth, our eyes get wider too. Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener, Erica, has gotten a hold of us and told us she's being ghosted by a guy named Randy and wants our help. So we're going to see if we can find out what happened this morning. Our What Happened segment is brought to you by our friends at Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. Hey, Erica, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello.
How you doing?
I mean, I'm a little stressed out about this whole situation with Randy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how long has it been going on?
It's been a long time already, and I'm starting to give up hope.
Okay. So a few weeks anyway. All right. So, And how did things leave off with you guys?
Well, I messaged him about the date. You know, said I had fun. I'd like to see him again, and he said he'd like to take me to his favorite bar. But that's actually where he left it. I reached out a few times after, you know, how about that date, or how you doing, check in, and he never got back to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's odd that he would text you back and say, you know, kind of allude to wanting to take you out again to a place that he likes.
Well, maybe he decided he didn't want to share his favorite bar.
Worlds collide.
Right. That happens, too. So you have no idea why all of a sudden it's gone cold.
I really don't know. The only thing I keep coming up with is, you know, I've been on all the apps and stuff, and sometimes you just run into some real winners and others you don't. So I'm starting to think maybe he might not be the nice person he tried to portray on the date.
Okay. But you still want to pursue it then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I want to see if that's the case, you know?
Okay. All right. And how did you guys meet again? You said on what, on a dating app? Was that it?
Yeah, Bumble.
Okay. Bumble. All right. Okay. Well, we've found him. We got Randy. He's on hold with us right now, Erica, but he hasn't heard what you told us. So we're going to put you on hold now. We want to hear his side of things, and then we'll bring you back and see what happens between you two, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Hang on. Cross your fingers. Okay. You there, Randy? Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Hey, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. As our producer Kurt told you, thank you for joining us, agreeing to talk. We appreciate it. It's our What Happened segment where we try to help somebody who says they're being ghosted. And we heard from Erica, and we'd like to talk to you about her and the date you went on with her earlier. Or I guess it would have been last month now. So what? Do you mind chatting with us for a couple seconds, Randy?
Yeah, sure. What do you guys want to know?
Okay. Well, what was your impression of the date? Because Erica thought it was good.
First of all, let me just start off by saying that she is a very beautiful woman. Exceptionally beautiful. I'm not even kidding. She's like a 100 out of a scale of 1 to 10.
Well,
wow.
Okay.
Well, we obviously see the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yuck.
I mean, did you get along?
Yeah. I thought we did. Yeah. We didn't have a ton of things in common right off the bat, but opposites attract, you know?
Okay, so all we're hearing is good. She's 100 out of a scale 10? Of 1 to 10. And you got along well, even though you didn't have a lot in common. So, I mean, from what it sounds like, things went well. Is that true?
Yeah, they went well.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to take a break here, Randy. If you don't mind, we'd like you to hang on just a second, because there must be some reason if it went that well that you're not returning her messages. So hang on a second. We'll come back and see if we can dig a little further and find out what happened between Erica and Randy.
Part of your morning fam jam, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud
on Star 102.5.